Oh, hello. Welcome back to the Polfax 2003 Diary Podcast Reading with me. With me, Cecil, and him. Yes. Now we're redoing this, recorded it once, and something went wrong with the recording. We all sounded high-speeded up like we were little chipmunks. A bit like this.
Hello, Vin. You join me, Paul Fax, and Cecil Fax. Say hello, Cecil.
Hello, Cecil.
As I read out my 2013 diary podcast.
It's not 2013, it's 2003.
Oh, dear.
Oh, so sorry, Cecil.
It went wrong, didn't it, Cecil?
Yes. Now, why did it do that, Paul?
Because for some reason the computer changed from 48,000 kilobits. Who cares?
I'm really very interested.
Well, don't be. Anyway.
I want to know, please, Paul.
Anyway, Cecil.
What?
You're supposed to do the recap for last week.
Oh, sorry. Well, dear diary listeners, if you remember, Paul was going through mine and my Margaret's love letters from the 50s, 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Turns out Margaret was in prison for something. We don't know why. Excuse me. Paul also read out lyrics for a song. My guitar song, which everybody absolutely loved. It got to number one in the hit parade this week. I do believe. Is that right, Paul?
Oh, absolutely, Cecil, yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right, so, if you remember, Paul was going to college, but every time he's written it in his diary, he's written it as collage, because he can't spell.
Shut up.
So, Paul, that is the first day. Here we go with the 11th of February.
What?
I can't say it, Paul.
They're February.
Anyway, 11th of February.
Today, dear diary, I got up, did the radio, went to college, then came home, did some jingle recordings, then touched butter, and then went to bed. Satisfied and sexual.
12th of February.
Today was my... Oh, excuse me.
Paul.
Today was my day off. I slept until 3 p.m. You know, just like a proper student. Then I got up, ate a full English, watched TV, touched butter, and then fell asleep on the sofa.
13th of February.
I had the song... The fog in the town is all mine, oh man. The fog in the town is all mine. Stuck in my head all day. But that's probably because I was reading one of Dad's leaflets. It was more a pamphlet about having cataracts and eye fog. Also, while I was at college today, the lecturer said that I had a really short attention span. Hey, Cecil. This room's a beautiful shade of eggshell yellow. It really is beautiful.
Yes, it is. 14th of Feb...
Sorry.
Come on. 14th of February.
Valentine's Day. Will I woo a lady? No. College kept me inside it all day today. Today we were learning about the social effects of easily listening abuse on the average household. It was a one-man play that I had to put on. It was supposed to be group work, but nobody wanted to work with me. So I put on a little play about what happens at our house, or my house, Cecil's house, when he puts on too much easy listening, akabilk, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Pepper.
Oh, I love this one.
It's about as aggressive as the music gets. Aww. And that's what the play reflected. It was very well received by me. Mum and Dad liked it when I performed for them at home, but my college lecturer said it was out of touch with the common man.
Aww.
But, you know, what does she know? Stupid lesbian liberal.
15th of February.
I spent today all day in a butter jacuzzi, which was just me in the bath. And I'd got into the anchor, dropped it in like an oily bath bomb. Oh, Mum was absolutely furious when she came to have a shower afterwards and she slipped and got the tap in her, apparently. Furious woman.
16th of February.
I spent the day listening to Dad's records. Not Dad's records that he recorded, but the ones he owned, like by Hank Marvin and Aka Belk, actually, again. I spent 14 hours listening to them. I think it was a day absolutely spent utterly wasted. What a load of tosh.
Oh.
Bland, piffle and triffle.
Paul.
Rubbish.
Just rude. 17th of February.
College. Went to college today. First lecturer. She said, today what we're going to do, I want you to get in pairs and I want you to learn some mime and clowning techniques. And then one of the other people came at me with some big trousers and floppy shoes. So I just weed myself and ran away crying. So I have now quit college.
Oh. Well, that's all she wrote, ladies and gentlemen.
Machine.
Very short podcast reading. Under 6 minutes today, Paul.
Yeah.
And to say we've done it twice, it seems to have taken forever. It's supposed to only take 5 minutes. It's taken us 45 minutes.
Well, you know, that we knew that going into this, Cecil. Some weeks were going to be very, very, very short.
Yes.
Some weeks are going to be tedious. Most weeks are going to be interesting and dynamic. So this week, Cecil, I think we're going to put out the Spa Day podcast extra.
Oh, beauty for me. Absolutely. I've been wanting to listen to this for a long time.
Nah.
Paul, do you want to give some backstory as to what on earth this is?
I do, Cecil. What it was Sir Jeremy Cream took us to his... He's got a spa that he likes to go to, where you can get a massage, you can get a facial, you can get a manicure, pedicure, acupuncture cure, Marie Curie. No, not that. And you can go in a sauna, or you can go in a jacuzzi. You know, that kind of shit. They serve you cheeses and wines if you pay them. And Sir Jeremy Cream spoilt us because we had quite a boring Christmas. So this is just an audio recording. I had my phone on me when we all sat in a jacuzzi together. Nothing sexual, just three mostly nude blokes having a chat around some bubbly water.
I was nude.
So enjoy it, and if you enjoy it, give me some bloody money.
Paul,
I'm sick of doing this for free.
Been naughty. Right, see you next week, ladies and gentle people. Toodle pips.
What's going on in here then? What happens in this room?
Take clothes off, Paul. It's a sweaty room. The bath. Get in the jacuzzi.
Right. Oh, I'm not used to this spa life, Sir Jeremy. Oh, I'll just get my trousers off.
Oh. Right.
It's very, very warm in this water, Paul. Don't put your put your trousers back on, Paul. Your swimming trunks. Get in the bath.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were... It's one of them where you... Coming in, says... Whoa, coming in, says all that. That's certainly temperate. That's certainly temperate for me. To my foot.
Oh, look at all the things coming off his feet.
Oh, I hate up. Oh, dear me. Oof. This spa life, Sir Jeremy, it's amazing.
Yes, it's quite incredible. I'm glad you like it. You're welcome.
Yes. Oh, I'm wallowing.
Jolly good.
Right, well, woohoo! Slipping down in the... Oh, the water's hot on my testes.
Right.
I'm recording it on my phone again. Everybody loves the bath podcast.
Just say that, though.
Yeah, they probably do.
Right.
Oh, I'm wallowing like a hippo. So what is this? For those that don't know, we've come... Sir Jeremy's bought us a day pass to one of his spas for Cecil's birthday.
Yes, but it's not my birthday. I'll be 90 soon.
That's right, Cecil.
Yeah, so I thought, right, what they can do is they can come in and have a lovely relaxing time, get scrubbed, get massaged, massages, and just wallow in the decadence that is Sir Jeremy Cream's day spa. And like, ooh, I like it, Sir Jeremy. Oof. What did you get in the massage, Cecil?
Oh, I got a lovely seaweed wrap on my face and a decadent cucumber sandwich on my eyes, which it was an open sandwich like some ponces might have, but I ate them anyway.
Right. You're right, Sir Jeremy. I'm just enjoying the wet splashy water of a bathroom. Right. What did you have in the massage, Paul?
A very worrying erection.
What?
It was a Japanese woman. She was about 1,000 by the looks of her. And one of them's got an erection. I'm not saying which one.
What are you doing, Paul?
Pretending I'm a hippopotamus.
Right, that was Madame Chow. She's very good.
Yeah, but she wouldn't touch my torso or body or anything like that. She just massaged my scalp and washed my hair.
Right, I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. You have to be careful, Paul. This jacuzzi is it's beautiful, but it's deadly and slippery.
Yes, I've slept twice, Paul, and scraped my back a little bit. My skin's so soft. When I had... What are you doing?
I'm just tasting this bath cream, Cecil. I don't know why you have cream in a bath, but it tastes a bit soapy.
Yeah, Paul, that is soap. It's not cream, it's just bath. Body wash.
Oh, right. Might liberally apply some to a scrubbing sponge at some point.
Right.
I don't know, might not bother. What happened with your massage then, Zittle? What did she do?
It was Hans Gruber.
Oh, that is very good.
Yes, I thought he was named after the Batman from Die Hard, but he was much older than Die Hard. So I'm assuming Die Hard named themselves after him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's a film with Sir Bruce Willis.
Oh, right.
It's a Christmas film, but I don't like it. Oh, I'm slipping. Slip sliding away and in the bath. So come near me, you'll feel my wrath. I'll punch you in the tits. I'll make you do the splits. Paul is in the bath. There, look, Trump is wafting to you. Smell the
earth. Oh, a beautiful ditty, Paul, and hilarious too.
Not hilarious, Sir Jeremy, it's just the truth.
Right, fair enough.
What did Hans Gruber do to you, Cecil?
Well, he covered me in a powder, which I'm not sure was. It was like flour, but it smelt of lavender's blue, dearly. Lavender's green. When Hans Gruber touched me, oh, I felt like the queen.
Felt like the Queen, Cecil.
Yes, just so pampered, so decadent.
Fair enough.
And he just rubbed on the skins and got them so they were like kneaded bread. And I did... Oh, I've got an itch on my foot. Do excuse this.
Cecil, calm down, got athlete's foot.
No, I haven't, thank you. I splayed out like a melted snowman. He said he could see my skeleton, but my skin was just pulled around me. It was beautiful. And he needed me some more, and then he wrapped me up in seaweeds. I smelt like some kind of Welsh bread.
Oh, the bread or something.
I've had that lots of times. It's one of my favourites to get.
Right. Is it good, Sir Jeremy?
Should I have got that? Yeah. Only get it if your body's clean. I don't think Madam Chow would have touched you.
Well, that's a shame, isn't it?
That's absolutely a shame. She's very good at what she does, if you know what I mean, Paul.
You mean head massages?
Absolutely. Paul, you still stink. How many baths have you had?
I've had two baths today, but I don't think it's enough. There's still some scum floating on the top. I better wash my hair. Can you pass me that? Oh, sorry, Sir Jeremy. Can you pass me that saffron and capers shower shampoo? I'll just pop it up and how does it work?
Let's pull that towel.
Oh, that's fancy.
Now that's got, saffron in. I was just saying capers. It's also got a little hint of lavender, but it's also got, which might surprise you, Paul, it's got essence of nightshading, which is deadly, but it's watered down so much that you'll probably not feel anything, but the smell is to die for, the irony.
All right, Sir Jeremy, well, it smells quite nice, Ethel, what do you think?
Oh, you shit!
Sorry, I didn't mean to headbutt you. I didn't know your head would be so close to me. Pottages.
It smells horrible, Paul. It smells like disappointment.
Oh, right. Well, it feels and tingles like... I don't know what I didn't say. Pleasures of the scalp. I'm gonna go underwater.
Paul, why do you always scream when you put your head underwater?
I don't know, Cecil. I've always done it ever since I was a little boy.
Yes, that was since you were a baby. You've screamed when your head's gone underwater.
Why were you putting his head underwater when he was a baby?
It was just annoying.
All right.
Couldn't go through with it, no matter how annoying he was.
They were trying to kill him.
No, don't be silly, we're trying to get him baptised.
Right, I'm trying to drown the fat little shit.
Well, he did nearly drown when he got baptised because the vicar couldn't pick him up very well and he dropped him in the font and he landed him face first. We couldn't scoop him out quick enough. Well, we did, obviously, quick enough, but longer than I would like to say.
Right.
Yes, the doctor said you might have done some slight brain damage, which could have affected you.
I wonder why and how they affected me. Oh, hello. Who's this?
Don't talk to the staff.
They're bringing in.
Don't worry about it, Paul.
What's that? What have you got?
It's just for Sir Jeremy.
Is it?
A little drink of champagne for you. Can't afford for you at all to have champagne. Only me is having champagne. Paul, I don't wash at all, Sam.
I'm shocked that you're getting in the bath with me, to be honest. Given the stench I give off.
Well, you know what, we can always rinse ourselves off. It's what they do in Russia, you know, all the chaps get together and have a big old get-together in the water. It's like a big boys' club. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Right.
for that tinkly bell noise, just for the ladies and gentlemen, if they can hear it. I'm not sure they probably can. That's the waiting staff waiting on Sir Jeremy. Right, now what's this shower gel on? Well, it's not shower gel, is it? What is it I'm putting on me? Cecil, if you could read that for me, please.
I can't read what that says. Sir Jeremy?
That.
Why don't you rub it in my mouth? Sorry, I was putting it under your nose, but I punched it into your mouth. What is it?
That's essence of sandalwood. Also, essence of Prince Philip. What? Essence of Prince Philip? What do you mean by essence? If you think I mean by essence, what would you take away for it to mean? Is it the royal seed, Sir Jeremy? Am I rubbing the royal seed into my guts and torso and bits and bobbles?
What?
Is it His Royal Highness's love gravy?
It's a disgusting Paul, it's not his love gravy. It's just his piss.
What?
It's just a little couple of drops in every bottle of his piss.
Of his whizzle wazzle.
Shit!
No, just the piss. That's in the face mask. I think you had that one, Cecil.
Oh, that's disgusting! No, it's full of natural nitrates and whatever. It's very cleansing for the skin.
Well, I can't smell anything, so I'm not entirely sure if you're telling me the truth, Jeremy.
Okay, that's fine.
Don't have to believe me.
I can't smell anything.
Well, you can't smell anything since Christmas, when you tried to smell that Christmas candle, but you got far too close and sucked up a flame up your nose.
Yes. I can still smell the candle, though. And burning hair.
Well, that's a shame for you, isn't it, Cecil?
It's not a shame. I quite like the smell of the candle. It was quite cinnamony.
Is that champagne nice, Sir Jeremy?
Yes, it's all right. I'll tell you what, it was.
Could do with a couple more bottles of it. Alright, Sir Jeremy.
Yes, I just remember the time when I first had my first champagne. 6 years old. Sat on the knee of Grandma Peters.
And?
Just poured it down my mouth. Whole bottle. And it came right up out my nose. Hilarious. Everybody laughed. Daddy didn't laugh though. That was because he passed out on the throne. Well, not the throne, but we had a pretend throne. It was very good, actually, very nice throne. Beautiful wooden, ornate thing. Cody girls leave. Still got it somewhere. Never sit on it. They're not allowed. That's Daddy's chair. Can't go on Daddy's chair. Spank you. Spank you, then thank you.
What would he thank you for?
Just a polite man. Very polite, but very, very violent. They're violent.
That's never very nice, is it, Sir Jeremy?
Sir Jeremy, I'm a little bit frightened and I'd like to get out now, please.
Right. Why?
I can feel myself getting a little bit cold and I'm scared if I slip again, I'm just going to go under and I won't be able to claw my way back up and that'll be me done for.
Right. Okay, I suppose we can get out.
Can anybody see where the plug hole is?
Yes, I think it's just in between my knees. I'll get it. Oh. It's got quite some suction on it, Sir Jeremy. There it goes. I can see a little whirlpool forming.
Oof. I can feel that suction for me, Cecil.
Yes, it's quite powerful. Ah! Oh, my testes! hooked up into it. Help me pull them off.
I'm not pulling your testes off, Cecil.
You bastard. Sir Jeremy, help me.
All right, Cecil, come on. One, two, three.
Oof. 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 That was frightening to me. Right, I'm getting out now. Almost done again. Sir Jeremy, help. Oh. I'm coming out. Help me up, Paul.
Not helping you up, Cecil. Get you. Help yourself. The Lord helps those who help themselves, that's all.
Yes, well, sodger then, you little shit. It's cold. There's a polar vortex happening around my groin. Right, I'm going in the gentleman's bar to have a brandy. Who's coming with me?
Yeah, that sounds like a jolly good idea. Jolly bloody good what? Have cigars and talk about the Commonwealth. Talk about Theresa May's titters.
Oh, Sir Jeremy, don't be disgusting.
All right.
Fair enough. I feel very uncomfortable towering off next to two other men. I'm sorry to say that's not very progressive of me, is it, Cecil?
No, it's not, Paul, but doesn't matter. You don't have to be progressive. Some things, you're allowed to feel uncomfortable at certain things, Paul. It's fine. It's a natural human reaction.
Is it? Cecil, why is Sir Jeremy Cream asleep?
He's had four bottles of champagne.
But he's in the bath. It's empty. He's going to freeze to death. He's going to catch chill.
Best place for him, bloody idiot. Anyway, we can charge things to his credit card and he can't say no.
That is truth, Cecil. Let's go in the boudoir and buy some leather-bound encyclopedias and charge them to him.
Why?
They've probably got pictures in, I imagine. And I imagine that they'd be very in-depth and therefore slightly erotic in a place like this. This is well posh, they thought.
Yes, it is. It is, yes. Right, come on, then. Maybe I can get a Michael Palin autobiography.
Maybe you can get Michael Palin, you might be able to buy him, Cecil. You never know what you're going to get when you come to places like this. You just don't know. You just don't know.